right now joining us, and this man has been throughout 2006 a broadcast partner, so very, very good to assist us in all that we do want to know about what's happening, unfolding in the Middle East, and in particular in Israel. Of course, I'm speaking of David Dolan. David, Happy New Year to you, buddy.
Happy New Year to you, Jimmy.
It's great to be able to talk to you. I just asked Bob McGinnis and Ken Timmerman before we got to you about what has become the lead story of the Middle East, the execution of Saddam Hussein. We want to look at Israel, more in particular what happened in 2006 and a forecast for 2007. But first, I've got to get your thoughts on the execution of Saddam Hussein, in particular as it relates to Israel.
Well, Jimmy, you'll have two main reactions. Almost all Israeli Jews will be satisfied that this man that terrorized Israel with nightly Scud attacks, and I was there for that. Terror was the word. These missiles crashing down into Tel Aviv, some into Haifa, fears he would hit the nuclear reactor as he tried to do in Dimona and set off a Chernobyl situation, fears of mass casualties. Thank God that didn't happen. But they will be glad, definitely, that he is now off of planet Earth. On the other hand, the 2 to 3 million Palestinians who are there will mostly be sad. They saw him as a true champion and a friend and a supporter, so you have very divided views there, but everyone has an opinion, basically.
And that is the opinion as we travel around the world as well, talking to people, letting us understand what this does mean. Well, the Arab Islamic world perceives that Israel this last year lost their first war, Dave, this past summer, of course, the war between the Israelis and Hezbollah. Does Israel acknowledge this defeat, and does it make and put Israel in harm's way some way?
Well, Jimmy, there have been some leading Israelis that have agreed that it was a defeat for Israel, the most prominent being Moshe Arens, the former defense minister. He was defense minister when those Scuds from Iraq were falling onto Israel. Several leading military people have said the same. However, the consensus has been that it wasn't a defeat, it was a draw. Israel definitely didn't win a clear victory, but it did impair Hezbollah's ability to wage war considerably. The final outcome with the stationing of a much more forceful UN deployment, up to 10,000 men in the south of the country as opposed to a couple thousand, the fact that they have lost some of their political support in Lebanon. Many backed them during the war, but afterwards it rapidly eroded. And the fact that they lost a lot of their best fighters, their tunnels, their actual operating facilities right along the border, mostly destroyed by Israel and very difficult to rebuild because of this strengthened UN force and Lebanese army force, that is all seen as positive. But definitely Israel's credibility has been eroded. The perception in the Arab Muslim world that Israel lost or at least was very shaken by the war has hurt her credibility, her deterrent credibility to, keep the other wolves at bay, as it were. And they're particularly worried, Jimmy, about President Assad of Syria's threat to now take back the Golan by force. And I've been told by some military friends in Israel that they are expecting certainly more action in 2007, and one general saying this week that Hezbollah is basically back up to strength as far as its missile capability. Its freedom to fire may be less, but it is being resupplied every day by Syria.
Well, let's take a quick look at the future for a moment. Does that mean then there's going to be a front at the northern border of Israel? That would be, of course, with Lebanon and Hezbollah. And that northeastern corner of Israel with Syria, do you think that's going to flare up in 2007?
Jimmy, the possibility is really there for a much larger war even, particularly if Israel feels it must do something about Iran's nuclear program. They consider this extremely threatening. Prime Minister Olmert calling it an existential threat. Israel's very existence is threatened by this. If they take that on, the consensus amongst military experts is Syria would then get involved, Hezbollah would get involved, Hamas, the Palestinian radical movement running the Palestinian Authority, now increasingly close to Iran, being funded by Iran, now that they would also get involved. In other words, Israel would be facing attacks from Gaza, from the West Bank, from Lebanon, from Syria probably, and from Iran itself. So this is very, very worrisome to planners, but this is considered to be a very real possibility. And yet, Jimmy, they cannot allow this Iranian threat to just sit there forever if the United States doesn't do something about it or others, and they are still hoping that that will be the case. But it seems less and less after the elections here in the States, less expecting that to be the case and therefore preparing for the possibility of this. And, of course, the Golan would be a major front because Syria is the largest military force facing Israel right along her borders.
You spoke about Hamas in the south there. That would open up that front as well against Israel. What about Hamas, Fatah, that faction going on? Is it going to be civil war, or can they unite into some type of a Palestinian government?
Well, that's the other thing to watch for 2007, and you'll remember that King Abdullah of Jordan warned just about 6 weeks ago of three full civil wars raging in the Middle East next year, one amongst the Palestinians that he's most concerned about because that could easily spill over into Jordan itself, where the majority of the population are of Palestinian extraction. In fact, he would expect that, I think. The second being in Lebanon, teetering on the brink of civil war as Hezbollah pushes to oust the current pro-Western government. And then, of course, the situation in Iraq, which many in the Middle East feel is already at civil war level, or at least teetering on the brink of that. He didn't even mention, King Abdullah, the situation with Syria or with Iran. So we could potentially see five different conflicts going on. It's a very unstable period right now, for sure. A year ahead that will be very difficult, it seems, for the Middle East.
President Abbas not going to be capable of bringing this under control.
Well, he hasn't so far, and it's been a year now nearly since the Hamas movement took over, won the Palestinian elections, and then took over the administration. He hasn't been able to convince them to modify their call for Israel's complete destruction or to officially endorse the Oslo peace accords that were signed between the Palestinians and Israel. He hasn't been able to get them to disarm their rogue militia in Gaza, 3,000-4,000 men. And the clashes, of course, have continued almost every day. So it's nearly to the point of a civil war now and could well go that full distance.
Talk to me about the political scene in Israel with the backlash from this summer's war between Israel and Hezbollah. Olmert really at low favorable ratings among the poll taking that's going on there. Is he going to fall? Will there be a new government?
Well, he's trying hard to hang in there. He's brought this right-wing party in, Israel Beitenu, in the past few months to strengthen his tally in the Knesset. But the other two major coalition partners, Shas and the Labor Party, are unhappy with that inclusion. They all have their own agendas. There's a lot of bickering between these parties. Of course, the Labor Party leader, who is our defense minister, Amir Peretz, his poll ratings, even lower than Olmert's, 14-15% only approving of the job he's doing. So it's a very unstable foundation, Jimmy, and with all the problems ahead, it seems like we could see a shakeup. But on the other hand, being that there could be more conflict this coming year, some are saying, well, you know, we're going to have to stick with who's there now and weather through it and then, you know, look to politics after that. Olmert seems to be saying that look, I'm here, I'm in place. You can't change horses in the middle of the scene here. And he's hoping, of course, to hang in there. But we'll see. It's going to be an unstable picture for sure.
One of the issues when he ran to become prime minister on his platform was the evacuation of Judea and Samaria, the Jewish settlements. Will that go forward this year?
Extremely doubtful. Although he did pledge after Condoleezza Rice was last in Israel a few weeks ago, he did pledge that he's willing to carry on further withdrawals in Judea and Samaria. Of course, up to 60,000 Jews are reportedly being would reportedly be evacuated if that goes forward. But, Jimmy, he knows that the Israeli public overwhelmingly will not approve that unless there is a stable Palestinian authority to hand the land over to. If they're handing it over to Hamas, it's just it's a no-brainer that that's a non-starter. It's going to be a mess. Over 1,300 rockets, Jimmy, have landed in Israel proper from the Gaza Strip since Israel left there a year and 3 or 4 months ago. So everybody knows that. They're very unhappy with that. They don't want to see that repeated, obviously, from Judea and Samaria, right next to Jerusalem, not far from Tel Aviv, the international airport. So at this stage, the Israeli public overwhelmingly against unilateral withdrawals unless Abbas gets control again of the PA, they return to the path of peace officially, and Hamas is off the scene. Well, that seems very unlikely at present, so I don't expect anything there.
David Dolan, longtime journalist stationed in Jerusalem, author, and he travels the world lecturing on the issues that we're talking about right here on Prophecy Today. Well, David, always a joy to have you along. Looking forward to that partnership in the future. But Happy New Year to you, my dear friend.
To you too, Jimmy, and to all your listeners as well.